Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Episode in the life and times of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you along so that you understand some of the latest research that's been done. Ken goes through a lot of different items from different articles that you'll find. Well, you won't find them because you're probably not doing it. The medical adventures that are described by people doing research in all of these journals. So we'll go through and talk to you about things that will impact you. And we'll have questions later on for Dr. Ken, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Almost time for me to go at my yearly visit with Ken so that we can go from top to bottom, examine everything, all the crevices, all the cracks, all the things that need to be examined. I'll get them examined by Ken. And you can too, by the way, whether you go see him. He is a specialist in cardiology and circulation, but he also is very good at understanding your body and helping you understand your body. So if you'd like to spend an episodic adventure with him on the phone with the Zoom telemedicine connection, you can do that. Or you go to the office, 352-735-1400. Connects with Ken, 735-4... I was going to give you the numbers upside down and backwards. Can't do that. 352 is the area code, 735-1400. All right, so we have, I don't want to say the usual gobbledygook from COVID, but we do have some items that probably are best done at the beginning of the program. I argue with myself all the time whether we should do the COVID stuff at the beginning or the end, and I usually opt for doing it at the beginning because I think that, I don't know, it just seems like we can, if I squeeze it into the beginning, then we can have time for other stuff. Because I follow your judgment here. You want to talk because there are important things in COVID still from your perspective. I can't be bothered anymore, honestly, Ken. I turn away. I turn it off. I just have had enough. And I know a lot of people are just worn out on it. And that's a lousy thing to say before you spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about it. But I'm over. It's done.
Well, give me a second. Interesting comments you're making. But big picture. So the Department of Energy had an interesting conclusion this week about the origins of COVID-19 virus. I was wondering what you thought about it.
I did not hear what the Department of Energy thought. This is going to be a first timer for me because, as I said, when I see a COVID story, I ignore it. So what did the Department of Energy say they think is the origin? This ought to be good.
Your Department of Energy this week concluded that the origin, although they did couch it a little bit by saying it wasn't with high probability, but they said that they felt the origin was from the P4 lab.
But that's not original. We're not going out on a limb with that one.
And then I heard the FBI interview yesterday confirm that.
Yeah, of course it is. That's it. All right. So,
but it's not a 100% consensus by
Who cares? You know, because of political considerations, because everything's political these days, people don't want to stick their neck out or they don't want to put their foot in it or whatever it is. They're doing business with China. In my mind, it has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt by many medical experts, by many people who understand what goes on in China, that the Chinese deliberately let this out of the bag, if you will, with intentions to hurt America. It got out of control because they weren't aware or they weren't paying attention. So it not only hurt the rest of the world, it's turned out to have hurt them. And what they admit is that there have been hundreds of thousands of people who've died, when many people who observe the Chinese landscape tell you that there were millions and millions and millions of Chinese who died during the height of COVID. And there still is a problem. They're still quarantining people. They're still shutting down cities. So at any rate, all right. So we got that out of our heads. Let's talk about the why and the connection, why there is, if there is a connection between COVID-19, the pandemic itself, and attacks on teenage girls. Who was interested in finding this out, Ken?
Well, it seems as though, amazingly, that about 1 in 10 teenage girls, about 10% of them, have had sexual advances on them that they didn't want. And during the COVID time, when we were all in lockdown, or most of us were, this went up to 18%. And this is just one of the unintended consequences of keeping the teens out of school, at home. It seems like much of this occurs at home. And this is unwanted physical advances on teenage girls going up. It shouldn't be even 0%. It should not be anything other than 0% outside of COVID, but it's amazingly 1 in 10. And then 10%, and it went up during the COVID years when the schools were shut and the kids were home, to 18%. So just an unintended consequence. This is data out of the CDC. Sad, but hopefully this changes.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully it changes. You gotta, this is like non-scientific stuff, but in a sense, there's a connection, it seems, to almost anybody, anyone, that there's a connection to COVID and whatever else is going on in the world. So more COVID items coming up for your discretionary review here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with a reminder about Calitrin. 25 years ago, they set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for all of you to take. They tested it. They studied it. Calitrin has become the healthiest weight loss formula in the world. As I said, it started in 1997, so 26 years now. And this is, you know, after all of this time, Calitrin has been through a lot. It's a family-owned company. It has support from thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who have taken this on their journey to better health. So, if you're interested in becoming a customer, go to their website, toploss.com, and check it all out. Listen to people that have heard this program. We've been talking about it here for 7 years, consistently, how it works, why it's good for you, what you should do to try it out. And consistently, I hear from them, people calling from all over the country who listen to this program, who become new customers, and the disciples as well, and evangelists for it, because it works so well. Right now, when you go to toploss.com to order a 90-day supply, you get $20 off the charges. 90-day supply, $20 off if you use the Doug code when you check out, D-O-U-G, Doug, saves you $20 and free shipping. So get the most from Calitrin by getting on the product, following the directions, enjoy natural weight loss. Feel good about the program, feel good about you, go to toploss.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking COVID items. The FDA has authorized a new home test kit to detect COVID and also the flu. This is something new, the flu. Have there ever been at home test for the flu, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. This is a first, the first home test. We don't have to go to the urgent care center or to the physician's office to get checked for flu, and it's very accurate. And it also will test at the same time for COVID-19. It just puts a little swab up in the nose. About 30 minutes later, you've got the results. And this is a really nice test. It's from a small company called Lucira, L-U-C-I-R-A. They haven't announced the cost, but the FDA has announced full approval to get this out.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. This is cool. Next in the COVID department, if you have had COVID, it looks like you're getting as much protection from having had it as you would have if you got the shots. Am I reading that correctly?
Exactly. It's finally been verified by good study, good science, and this sure seemed intuitive, but it took a while, and hopefully we're all on the same page, the authorities, that is. But this is published in the medical journal Lancet, one of the highest esteemed medical journals, that a prior COVID infection with COVID-19 provides just as much protection as vaccines. And this was equivalent to two of the vaccines, either Moderna or the Pfizer. And this showed that the person who had been infected with COVID in this study was safe for about, on average, 40 weeks till the next infection. So that's very favorable, very good.
A lot of people are asking, I give blood every year two or three times, and I was talking to the lady that is in the donor center at the hospital about the questions that are coming from people who are worried about getting blood from either people who have had the shots or people who haven't had the shots, because there seems to be concern on both sides. But then the question comes up of where you can get safe unvaccinated blood, and wonder whether that's happened at the hospital where you have privileges, or what your advice would be. Certainly some of your patients would ask you the same thing, because I'm sure not all of them got the shots. And so what do you tell them? How do you get untainted blood?
How do you get untainted blood? That is not a factor that you can choose from most transfusions that I'm aware of.
Really?
Because, you know, there are people arguing both sides of that. You may benefit from it or you may not. So that is a differential that is not being considered, as far as I know, in most blood banks.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that they asked in my blood bank over at Emerson Hospital in Concord, Mass. And you got to wonder, what if doctors are asked that, do they say the same thing you just did? We don't know. We don't ask that question.
Well, it just goes along with all the other vaccines that you've had. I mean, we all walk into the donor center with different vaccine histories, and that's not usually part of it.
That's an interesting way, yeah. But there's been so much attention paid to it, one not surprised to hear that people are asking that question. Okay, Dr. Ken, the cardiologist, the heart specialist, lots of things this week about you and your heart. We'll get to those soon here as we continue on this week's Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a focus on Ken's specialty, which is heart disease. As I tell you many times, I find out everything I want to know about going to, when I go to Ken, about what's going on in my body. You can do that too when you visit with him, you talk to him. You can, or he won't offer it. You just have to ask. He'll, what do you think of this, Doc? So let's get to what do you think of. These are some of the heart things that have been a focus this week in the journals. Marijuana use and heart disease. What's the connection?
This comes out of the American College of Cardiology. They're about to meet in about a week, and there's a lot of preliminary studies already have been released of what's going to be articulated, delivered at this big meeting down in New Orleans. All the cardiologists from around the world getting together. And one important study is that you'll be hearing about it is this study that links daily use of marijuana to an almost 30% increase in getting coronary artery disease. And this is what causes heart attacks, what causes strokes when the plaques are in the circulation from the heart to the brain. So about a third of an increased risk of getting coronary disease, which leads to a heart attack, from daily use of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think there's any surprise there. Frankly, I would think that if you ask the same question about tobacco products, the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Same thing. And that's why you asked me about legalization of recreational use and legalization of recreational use of nicotine, and there's so big an effort of outlawing nicotine, and then there's so big an effort of making recreational use of marijuana available, and I don't understand this conflict.
Well, it's a free country, Ken.
If it's a free country, then why is there any effort to outlaw nicotine?
There should be an effort to outlaw nicotine, all smoking products, whether it's tobacco, marijuana, drinking alcohol, all of the things, the sin.
My only point is that the there should be consistency in those two efforts.
Yeah, speak
and
to your local congressman and senator. There's no consistency.
Anything else doesn't make
it's
sense.
All who pays to get these people reelected. You know that. The cynical side of me and the factual awareness that I have looking at people who are on these various committees in Congress, whether it be in the House of Representatives or in the Senate, their attachment to committees is a windfall for them when the businesses involved in the areas they regulate give them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for their reelection campaign. So that means whatever way the wind blows is usually the way the money goes. Watch. What's the old expression? Follow the money. Show me the money! There it is. Okay, let's talk about salt and what that does for your heart, good and or bad. Or both,
well,
actually.
Sure. This is more information coming out of the American College of Cardiology meeting the first week of March. And we all know, if you've listened to a cardiologist, we all tell you to limit your salt, limit your salt. And what this study proves is that you can go too low. And the point that you should all head towards is 2.3 grams of sodium per day. That's 2,300 milligrams. But no lower, because if you go lower, you can actually increase your risk of death from heart failure. But if you want to minimize your death from all these heart issues, 2.3 grams a day.
All right. Watch the salt intake. That's it, basically. First half hour is up for this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Next half hour, right around the corner.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention, small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Colombian government is moving 70 hippopotamuses owned by the late drug lord Carlos Escobar to zoos in Mexico and India. Escobar used his enormous cocaine fortune to set up a private zoo on his 7,000-acre estate, spending $2 million on the collection of nearly 2,000 wild and exotic animals from a zoo in Dallas. He later bought 4 hippos, and after his death, the animals roamed around northwestern Colombia and multiplied, threatening the environment and posing a danger to people. A new bill passed by the Florida State Senate would make it easier for people to sue the news media for defamation. Like a similar bill recently passed in the Florida House, the new bill presumes any information from an anonymous source is false and would prevent journalists from shielding the identity of sources if they are sued. The Florida First Amendment Foundation says the Republican bill is horrendous. Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour, as we enter into the second half of our discussion with Ken Kronhaus as to his research this week, let's get right at it. I'm Doug Steffen. The next question, we've been talking about heart, cardiovascular disease, because that's Ken's area of specialty. So it appears that I'm looking at this study on statins, because you and I have been around on the statin thing with regard to me. So what does this study show? Who's at risk for cardiovascular disease if they don't take statins when they're recommended?
Well, those who have plaque in their circulation to their heart are at risk of having heart attacks, especially when there's diabetes, hypertension, obesity, a family history, a lot of mental stress, poor sleep, and those who have them in their plaque in their circulation to their brain at risk for strokes and probably at risk for dementia, as we'll talk later in the show. But what this study reported in JAMA Network Open this week is that a significant number, 1 in 5, 20% of patients who are recommended statins by their doctors refuse to ever take them.
And so what happens if they don't? That you told us 1 in 5 say they don't take them, then what happens?
A significant increase in heart attack and stroke.
Mm-hmm. So to throw HIPAA to the wind, you and I have had this conversation because you recommended that I take a statin, a light dose, a couple of years ago when it looked like I had a TIA, which it turned out after investigation I didn't have. But I did take statins for a little while and found that none of them agreed with me. So what do you do in a case where someone like me gets a lot of cramps or just doesn't, it didn't work?
We're going to reevaluate you in a few weeks, mm-hmm. and it's no longer one size fits all, and we've got to really look at if there's any. We'll do a calcium score on you to see if there's any plaque in your corneas, and that's the state of the art way, really, to answer the question, the least invasive way to answer the question that you're asking. So we'll do a calcium score on you. And if it's anything but zero, it means you have some hard plaque in your corneas, and that would be a trigger to start a statin. And then we'll go over the rest of your risk profile and see on that seesaw what we should do. The nice thing is we do now have, for those who can't tolerate a statin, and there are a few percent like yourself, we now have so-called PCSK9 inhibitor family class of cholesterol-lowering medicine. That's a mouthful. But these essentially totally not a statin, and they're injectables, and they're injected anywhere from every 2 weeks to once every 6 months, and they dramatically lower the bad cholesterol to levels of LDLs like 30s and 40s, easily into the 50s. Very low, the lowest numbers we get with any drugs, and the every 2 week are now very affordable. The every 6 month is not yet really affordable for most, but these are very effective, tolerated by most who can't tolerate a statin, and an excellent alternative. Praluent, Repatha are the every 2 week drugs, and these are the ones that most are getting who get the injection.
And they're heavily advertised. So when somebody comes in to you as their cardiologist and they say, I saw this ad for Repatha, I want you to prescribe it for me, what do you say?
Well, I say, is it medically indicated? And we assess for that. And then we look to see whether they've been on if cholesterol-lowering medication is indicated, that means we need to get the bad cholesterol, the lousy cholesterol, LDL, under a certain number, which we pick for each patient if we need to lower it. But let's say the most severe, highest risk patient for a heart attack. So I want that LDL in the 50s. That's pretty low. And there's only the statins will do it, and only these injectables will do it. And if they want Repatha or Praluent, the injectable, instead of a statin, you know, then we'll have to look at their insurer, and most insurers won't approve the injectable until a patient has failed the statin. So then we have to deal with whether it's going to be a self-pay issue or whether we're going to try the statins and see if they can be tolerated. But I think in your situation, it would be justified because you have failed statins, and we could go directly to the injectables. Inclisiran is the third in this class that's been FDA approved, and that's an every 6 month drug. The first one's given at a 3 month interval, then after that, every 6 month. And that is pretty impressive. It's like getting your cholesterol vaccine.
Well, the reason I stopped, the reason I stopped taking statins is twofold. One, because they didn't agree with me, and two, because I didn't have a TIA, as it turned out, and I didn't really feel like I needed to go down that path, even though my numbers are still not where you'd like them to be in terms of cholesterol. One of the things that I think you said to me, though, in the last couple of years is, for my age, I always love it, when the sentence begins, well, for somebody your age, to not have any calcium, your score of my thoracic cavity has been zero since we started. And you're sort of in awe of that. And I don't say that sticking my chest out. Oh, aren't I wonderful? Maybe I'm lucky. Maybe I'm smart. Maybe there's something going on in my body. Whatever.
Well, you're just amazed and amused at the whole cardiology world and the whole profession. But the way cardiologists interpret calcium scores is based on an age-related percentile. Mm. And And zero at your age is amazingly low percentile. There aren't that many people at your age who have a zero calcium score. Once the calcium score is above zero, it's really of little use because most of those people go on statins, and then statins are used to actually calcify the plaque, which is what the calcium score is measuring. It's used to calcify the plaque so it doesn't rupture. So once you get an abnormal calcium score, especially if you're on treatment, it doesn't make any sense to get a follow-up calcium score. But where it would be of value to you, Doug, is that in the past, yours has always been zero. And if it's still zero, that puts you in a low, very low threshold likelihood for a heart attack. But we just have to look at the whole picture and see if there's any reason. And we'll make that reassessment for you. We can talk about it if you want to continue to give up your HIPAA.
I'm happy to have people learn and help. If I can help people with the info, that's what it's all about. That's why we're here, to talk about studies, to talk about the reality of your body. And if I'm an example of something, help yourself to the information. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
The take home is for anybody wondering about they're on the fence. Do they need a statin? Are they going to live longer, an extra 9 years by going on a statin? Ask your doctor about a calcium score if you've never had one. And that's the new, by the guidelines, way to make this call a good umpire if you're going to really benefit from the statin.
All right. Up next, more on your heart, the risk of heart attacks, what's going on, and the latest discoveries when it comes to hearts, healthy hearts, heart failure, as we talk to one of America's preeminent cardiologists, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on Good Day Health.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Dr. Ken is here. Another few minutes of info. I think it's worthwhile, because you are as well known as you are in the cardiological circles, to stay with heart disease, heart attacks. There's some news this week, it looks like, about the sweetener. I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it erythritol or something close to that? Erythritol? I don't know. It's an artificial sweetener. Yeah, what does that do when it comes to your heart?
Yeah, there's a report this week in Nature Medicine, not totally definitive, looking at the design of this report, but it is a little troubling that they report that the sweetener, erythritol, seems to increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. And the key take home from this study is that You know, if you take these artificial sweeteners as treats, occasional, you know, I don't think you have anything to worry about. It's the people who really make this a lifestyle and are living excessively on these items. That's where it's a problem. This ingredient is found in Splenda, Stevia, and Truvia, and you just have to use them as treats.
All right, there you go. Bing, 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 bing. Next up, in terms of heart disease, heart failure, that sort of thing, I think as I look around here, I'm surprised that, you know, sometimes because you're paying attention, I guess, that there's, because you're a cardiologist, you want to know more. And so here's an interesting study on bisexual women and what happens to their heart and why would this be?
Well, this comes out of JAMA Cardiology this week, and the report, and it's not totally clear why they came up with this, but this is looking at thousands of women, average age in the late 30s, and they discovered that bisexual women face a higher risk of heart disease than heterosexual women. They looked at men, and the only risk they saw was in bisexual men, there was an increased risk of high blood pressure, but it carried on in the women to increase, significant increased risk of stroke and heart attack. The only thing that they speculate in this study, and they're not yet sure why they are measuring this, is the bisexual women, there seems to be more high blood pressure, obesity, mental stress, poor sleep.
All right. There it is. Let's see here. As long as we're into what is going on with either bisexual men or bisexual women, I see that there is a risk of death from heart failure if you have lived by yourself all of I haven't lived by myself, but I've been by myself much of my life. So am I cruising for a bruising here? What's the story?
Actually, this study looked at you're not in the high-risk group from this study. This study looked at lifelong bachelors, and this is also going to be reported at the American College of Cardiology meeting. And that's why there's so much new heart information this week due to the American College of Cardiology meeting coming up shortly.
Yeah.
And they broke it down to lifelong bachelors, which you're not, those who've been married and divorced, or those who've been married. And in women, there was no correlation, but in men, lifelong bachelors just seem to have a significant increase of early death from heart failure. And again, in this study, it wasn't powered to figure out why this was, but we could speculate that, you know, having somebody else around to care for them, kept them alive, making sure they got to the doctor, worrying about their diet, their exercise, all of the above probably helped them live longer than they would have being a lifelong bachelor.
Mm-hmm. All right, quickly, the harder you work, apparently the more fertile you are if you're a man, right? Is this about weight lifting? Is it about work on the job? What's the story?
Yes, it seems like heavy labor, when you actually do physical work, it seems to boost fertility, increase sperm count, increase testosterone. So the fact that you complement your radio employment by working in the farm, maybe you're saving. Grace.
All right. There it could be. All those good things are good. Up next, speaking of good things, Dr. Ken answers your questions. Yep. Questions for Dr. Ken. Up next here on this week's Good Day Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. Help yourself to his expertise. All you have to do is dial up his office, 352-735-1400, to connect with Ken and his staff. So the very thorough investigation that happens to me, he's an investigator. He's a doctor, but he's investigating what's going on in your body. You want to find out what's going on? He's the guy to talk to. You don't want to know what's going on? Don't waste your time. Don't call him. All right, that's what I would say. Help yourself to more information. That's my priority. I want to know what's going on in my body. If you want a second opinion about something or a thorough exam, call Ken, 352-735-1400. All right, in the question department, my first question comes to a specific type of problem that older folks are having. I'm fortunate. I don't think I have it. But there are a lot of folks who do. So why aren't doctors screening older folks for anxiety, Ken? Because there's so many anxiety disorders among seniors. What's the scoop? What do you think?
What a great question, Doug. And I think we should be, because there is an epidemic of anxiety among everybody. I don't care what the age is right now. And anxiety leads to mental stress. I'll tell you, as a provider, as a physician, currently I definitely screen my patients for anxiety and mental stress, because I'm not going to get their heart better and optimal to be their best heart unless I get their anxiety and mental stress under control. And also, to deal with this, objectively, we now measure it. We have these wearables that we provide our patients with where we can actually measure their level of anxiety, their mental stress. It looks at their heart rate acceleration, and it looks at their heart rate variability, checking the pulse from the wrist on this watch. It just measures beat-to-beat changes in cycle length and also acceleration of the heartbeat, and you can actually objectively see a score from 1 to 100 on what your mental stress level is and get it down and lower the anxiety. So we're measuring it objectively. We're definitely screening for it. And we know it's not insignificant because it can ruin your life and you can ruin your heart.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Okay, exercise. We had talked earlier about labor, heavy labor. I've been a laborer in a sense all my life. Working on the farm wasn't my primary activity, but I've always been fortunately strong for my size and my age. So as we sort of jut off a little from the heavy labor discussion to exercise itself, the benefits seem to be more than just your body, it would seem. What are the exercise that you exercise 3 or 4 times a week? So what do you think, what can you tell people about what else besides what goes on in their body, what else functions better?
Well, as a tie-in to your last question about anxiety, we talked about diagnosing all the anxiety, and I'm sure the listeners are wondering how you're going to treat it. And you did a great job of tying that to one of the reports this week in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry that exercising at least once a month, and that's all, improves the functioning of the brain later. But to improve the functioning of the brain immediately and get rid of this anxiety, you have to figure out what works well for you individually. And I think exercise, after the doctor says it's okay if you haven't been in an exercise program, is a wonderful way to treat anxiety. If you need some talking therapy, also a wonderful way. Learn how to meditate, yoga, find out whatever it is you like doing for fun, personally, do it and get the steam out of the ear. All of these things are important in getting an ideal program for dealing anxiety, and hopefully you'll only be in the very small percent of people who actually need drug therapy.
Mm-hmm. And then as you exercise, probably one of the few steps, or there are other steps, to lower your odds of getting dementia. You want to mention a few more of those?
Absolutely. At the American Academy of Neurology, this week they announced 7 healthy steps to lower your odds for dementia. Let's go through these really quickly. And as you were alluding to first, Doug, being active is the first one, eating better, maintaining a healthy weight. Number 4, not smoking, having a healthy blood pressure. Number 6 is controlling cholesterol. And number 7, keeping your blood sugar under control at a normal level.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go. Food for thought. And that's what this is all about. Help yourself to questions. You can send them along to me at the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen at gooddayshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. He's the man in the focus answering your questions. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for answering the questions that come to Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.